This is the Prophet's Corner Uncut, Sunday morning, March 24, 2019. And the title of this is called Satan is Terrified. The Lord gave me this on the 20th. It says, Satan is terrified of this message. Set my people free from the strongholds of their minds. Just like the children of Israel, they walked out of Egypt, a corrupt socialistic slave society laden with silver and gold, and none sick. Satan has not only merchandised the church, but the whole world as well. It's all about the money, honey. Yes, the love of it is the root to all evil. When the church gets a hold of my containment system, my fail-safes, talking about the cancer thing I was talking to you about, my fail-safes, the church will walk away from its enslavement to Satan's medical system. Fear will fall away and faith will arise. Just think of the money that is spent every day, 24 hours a day, on cures or treatments. Ready to see the flip? Everyone in the church released from financial bondage? Satan is losing control in the church and in the world. No more merchandising. How did it get so bad? False narratives. Satan's few first words, hath God said? The same tactics he's always used. Now you can see why your message has him terrified. Reset by divine design. My narrative will arise in the church, and the church will take it into the uttermost parts. That was my message when I was here. It has not changed, and it never will. The thief will steal no more. Take courage. It will be glorious, a day like you have never seen. The year of naughty problems solved and witty inventions. The cancer problem, the containment system. If I started it, I'll finish it. If you can keep man from messing with it and messing it up. Anytime man puts his hand to anything that God's not in, he messes it up. Because guess who's behind him? Satan. Satan just always wants to mess up what I have created, especially my man. Think about that. How? False narrative. Hath God said? You will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. The no-fear zone, the carefree zone. The transfer is taking place to Kingdom Healthcare. To Kingdom Financials. My ways work, so work my ways. Get the mixture out of your life. Teach others that they can come out of dependence of the slave system and walk free depending on me. I will never let them down. Here's the true narrative. I spoke this to you many years ago. In Genesis 1:28, I told Abraham, mankind, take this authority and fill the earth. I said to you that it was never my plan for the world system to be in control. When we flew to Ohio, the Lord spoke those words to me. I never meant for the airlines and any other systems of the world to be in control of the devil, but in the church to be in control. I put you in control. Take control, just as I spoke to Adam when he should what he should call the animals. I will give you words to speak to change things and turn them around. You have the say. When you get my words, you will speak, and it won't return void or fall to the ground, but it will accomplish what it is supposed to accomplish. Now he's talking about waiting on God's words, speaking God's words. When you speak God's words, it will be accomplished. It will not fall to the ground. Just watch what I can get done when my man is listening to the right narrative. My words, my voice. Yes, be encouraged today. Have no fear, for I'm with you. There is more with you than are with them. Satan is terrified, but I have not given you a spirit of fear, but a power and of love and of a sound mind. Yes, this message is a hammer. It's time to put the hammer down on a larger scale. Time for change, Holy Ghost change. The hammer will break the fear cycle over people's minds. No more mind control, but freedom for the soul under Holy Ghost control. This message will set the world on fire. I've prophesied this by many days long ago. Tommy Hicks, Brother Hagin. Well, now is the time. I will no longer tolerate a merchandise church. This is why judgment begins there first. For you see, a church on fire sets the world on fire. If I kept my people then, I am well able to keep them now. Nehemiah 9:21. 40 years you sustained them in the wilderness. They lacked nothing. Their clothes did not wear out, and their feet did not swell. Psalms 105:37. He brought them forth also with silver and gold. There was not one feeble person among their tribes. God has his own medical system. God has his own financial system. The world's systems are not his. God's systems are based in faith. Satan's systems are based in fear. Coming out of fear into faith, trust. All right, this is Psalms 118:16. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly and achieves strength. 17, I shall not die but live and shall declare the works and recount the illustrious acts of the Lord. My people are ready. The mighty men are coming. I am sending them to you. They are ready to get rid of their deeds. 1 Samuel 22:1-12. David in the cave of Adullam, and his family came, and the mighty men, and they were in distress, and all whatever all the deeds are. No more settling for brass. We're going to go for the gold. Okay.